sun is sinking, letting go of evening, and I leave my love to the breeze. May it be consumed and then released. Oh, my heart is tired, beating since my mother's, and I leave her love to the breeze. May it be consumed and then released. And I won't hold you back. Beside you, my footsteps will tell. Oh, the season's changing, but forests grow from seedlings, and I leave my voice to the trees, standing tall for all they believe. And I won't hold you back. Besides, my footsteps will tell. Oh, the sun is setting, begins another morning, and I leave my strength to the seas. May the ebb and flow bring harmony.
That was Another Morning by Carmana, a West Coast soul band from Victoria whose single Roots hit number one on the CBC Music Top 20 in April, and whose song Nightmare is currently at number 6 and climbing. I spoke with lead vocalist Laura Mina Mittick over Skype. Laura, thank you so much for joining me for IndieBeat.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's awesome to be chatting.
How long has music been a part of your life? Did you grow up in a really musical family?
I did, yeah. I had a very musical dad. Or have, I should say. He played the guitar, and there was always musical instruments kicking around my house, so it was really easy to just pick something up and have a go at it.
Was the guitar your first instrument?
No, actually, I started playing the piano when I was quite young. Never very seriously, but just enjoyed making sounds. But then I started to learn the violin when I was 9, so that was kind of my first real experience learning an instrument and investing a lot of time into it. I started playing the guitar when I was 15, and singing and songwriting kind of came along naturally with that instrument.
Tell me a little bit about your bandmates and how you all came together to form Carmana.
Carmana is, so we're named after a provincial park on Vancouver Island, the Carmana Wildbrand Valley, and it is home to some of the largest Sitka spruce trees in the world. It's home to an ancient forest, so it's never been logged before. In the late 80s, it was home to a lot of activism and protesting because there was threats of logging the forest. So it's a really inspiring place. It's something that we've learned more and more about, having taken on the name, because people have come up to us and said, hey, I was part of that. I was part of that resistance. I climbed a tree and I stood up there until the loggers went away. And so it's definitely a name that carries a lot of impact with it, a lot of history, and we continue to learn more about kind of the traditional name as well, so kind of an ongoing learning process, but we're really proud to carry the name with us.
That is so cool. And there's really been a beautiful movement growing of artists inspiring us all to look after our planet more carefully.
Yeah.
And doing things like including in their tour writers that venues must use only recyclable packaging and other great things. And I've read that you power your tour van with vegetable oil. Can you tell me about that?
Sure. Yeah, we do. It's something that my bandmate Pat took on as kind of his project. So he, a couple years ago, decided that he wanted to figure out how to get our tour truck running on vegetable oil, and put in a ton of research, decided on the type of system he wanted to install in the truck, and went for it. And it's had a couple trial and error processes at the beginning, but it's running smooth now. And thanks to a restaurant called Pink Bike in Victoria, they donate their used vegetable oil to us. So when we hit the road, we fill a tank and we take a couple extra jerry cans along, and we take that as far as we're able to. And every once in a while, if we're doing a longer tour, we do have to find a restaurant along the way that's willing to donate a little vegetable oil for us. But the stuff from Pink Bike usually gets us pretty far. So
that is so cool.
Yeah, it's an extra step, but it feels good to do something kind of alternative and a little more environmentally friendly. And it also, of course, is easier on our wallets too, which is quite useful.
How do you approach your songwriting as a band? Is it a very collaborative process, or do you tend to take the lead?
It's a little bit of both, which I really love. It seems to vary a bit. So quite often I will have a song idea. I'll come up with kind of the skeleton of a song, and then I'll take it to the rest of the guys for rehearsal, and we'll play around with it. They'll develop their own parts and they'll help me with the arrangements. But we have started to do some more collaboration in the jam room as well. So I kind of suspect that the next album, we've started working on it recently, I suspect that it will have a variety of songs that have kind of come about in a few different creative processes.
For you personally, do your lyrics tend to inspire your music, or are you more likely to start with a hook or a riff?
I don't know. It's so hard to think about how I write a song, because it seems like every song kind of comes to me a little bit differently. But I would say it's either I'll kind of come up with a lyric idea and start with a poem, or I'll be playing the guitar and it'll kind of naturally sink into the melody, and the lyrics will come out of that.
You released your first full-length album, Speak in Rhythms, earlier this year. Is there a theme to the songs on the record?
The songs are in order, I would say maybe 2 years. So there was definitely a lot of different sort of thought process that I had over that time, and the songs coming out of that. So I would say there's sort of a variety of themes. The biggest one, I think, is just sort of reflection and observation, and kind of thinking about the world as it is currently, and what you can do to be part of change, and what you can do to be part of conversation and connection with other beings on this planet. And there's a couple songs that are just about rock and roll too, and love. So those are always fun.
Gotta have a couple of those.
Exactly.
The lead single Roots hit number one on the CBC Music Top 20 charts in April. Congratulations.
Thank you. That was really cool.
What was the inspiration for that song?
I wrote Roots actually when I was traveling in Europe. I was doing a bit of backpacking alone, and I was having an amazing time. But I wrote it when I was just having a little bout of homesickness, and I brought my guitar with me, which was really awesome and an easy way to make friends, especially when people don't speak English and I don't speak the variety of languages that there are in Europe. So it was a nice way to connect with people. But yeah, I kind of sat down one day and had a little bit of an alone moment and came up with the melody for that song. It flowed pretty quickly. So I recorded a version of it on my phone and kept working on it throughout the remainder of my trip. And by the time I got home, the guys had heard kind of the rough demo recording that I had, and they were ready to to work on it with me too. So yeah, it's about missing home, I guess, and realizing that it's really beautiful to be away from home. And I think that quite often when we leave, we realize what it is that kind of makes us want to return to where we've come from. And it's quite often the people more so than the place.
All the leaves keep falling down on my front porch, and I'm thinking that it might be time to go. And the cold, it keeps me here behind blue eyes, only telling when it should be time to show. Every day I take my tired feet to the store, and I pull my heels across the dusty floor. Oh, the dust, it sticks to me. Across them, found you.